Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
You may have missed it, but there's a war going on. Not the one between Russia and Ukraine or Republicans and Democrats. No, this one is pitting kids against their elders. It's over punctuation. More precisely, the use of a period at the end of a sentence. Young people are increasingly omitting the full stop, leaving sentences unfinished. As somebody who spent many hours learning the rules of punctuation, I'm appalled. The very foundations of order and civilization are under attack. The period was born to civilize. It was the idea of a 3rd-century Greek scholar named Aristophanes of Byzantium. Back then, Greek, Latin, and other languages didn't have a way to signal that a sentence was ending. Readers had to figure it out. He made that task easier. And today, nearly every written language uses periods, except one. Doesn't really have a name, but there's a word for it. Texting. We all do it, especially young people who grew up in the smartphone era. But many of those now believe putting a period at the end of a sentence is unnecessary, pretentious, even hostile. They leave sentences unfinished or use a mark of ellipses, those three little dots, which they find gentler, less aggressively certain. Or they use nothing and just start a new paragraph. It's obvious when the old one's over, they say. No harm done. Linguistic scholars disagree. They note that young folks have also begun skipping commas, which, as we know from grammarian Joanne Adams' 2017 book, can mean the difference between "let's eat, Grandma," and "let's eat, Grandma." Also falling by the wayside are colons, the two vertical dots. Young folks find them too fussy. Experts fear these trends are spilling over to emails, social media posts, even conversations. When was the last time you heard a complete sentence from anyone born before 1997, the birth of Generation Z? There are good things about this grammatical laxity. Young people have been rebelling against linguistic conventions for ages. I grew up using slang, deliberately mangled syntax. Drove my folks nuts. Also, I kind of like the idea that young people don't want to seem pedantic, aggressive, unkind. The world is nasty enough these days. So maybe some rhetorical graciousness, some gentle ambiguity is in order. Because that's it. I'm Don Morrison. Bye.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.